Hey guys, Bradley Dillon here from NewFury.com, and hear that crowd noise next to us? That's a main stage band. It's so good that I don't even know who they are. But we are here with some new friends of mine at Warped 2015 as our coverage continues to roll on all day. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, what band you play in, and what you do in the band?
My name is Brennan, I'm the singer.
I'm Brandon, the drummer.
I'm Scott, I'm the guitarist.
And we're 3 p.m.
All right. So, first question for you. I imagine being on Warped Tour this year has got to be pretty cool for you guys. It's definitely not having really done anything except for attending for so long. I imagine it's got to be a pretty cool experience for all the bands. What kind of stuff have you guys done to get people and, grab people in the crowd to come see your set versus, say, another band's?
As far as gaining new fans go, every morning at like 6:30, 7 a.m., even earlier sometimes, we hit the lines waiting outside the venues. We have a bowl of bracelets with our website on them that we hand out to people, and we sell some albums and try to get people to listen to our music. And we get a lot of new fans that way, and it's really cool. We got a lot of new fans, a lot of great social media traction, and doing that across the country is going to be great.
2015 has been a really good year for music. I know I was just going... I put like 50 albums together and still missed some, like the Citizen record, which is great. What albums from 2015 have you guys really connected with or really enjoyed so far?
The Future Hearts from All Time Low, yeah. We actually played with those guys a little bit over a year ago in our hometown of Baltimore. We actually did our most recent album with their producer as well. So he kind of gave us a hook up there. And hearing, I don't know, it was really cool hearing all their new stuff. They hadn't put out an album in, what, like 3-4 years maybe, or something like that? And we actually were guest listed on their last show of the tour in Baltimore. So that was cool, we got to see them play. So that's probably, collectively, I guess, our favorite album of 2015.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed, have you guys heard of Set It Off? They're from right here.
Yeah,
I figured you have. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I know, I've seen them so many times that I've lost count, but it's like, seeing them here, I'd imagine, would be so different than seeing them in, like,
definitely,
California or something. When you guys play in Baltimore, what kind of how different of an experience is it for than, say, you're playing states away?
Definitely more intimate and packed crowd. Because obviously, we have a bigger fan base in Baltimore, so we have more people. We got here's people singing the words. It's more together. It's a lot of fun.
We're really excited to go back. This is a Baltimore date of our Warped Tour, and I mean, it's kind of like a homecoming kind of thing. We're going back home, we're going to see friends and family coming out to Warped Tour, supporting us and seeing us for the first time in months after being out on the road, so it's going to be exciting.
Now, when you guys aren't playing shows or hustling merch, which I love seeing that from different bands because it always seems like they're going to be the next band that blows up is the one that probably tried to throw their headphones on you and listen to their music.
Yep.
Awesome tactic. When you guys aren't playing shows or doing that, what bands have you made an effort to go see this year?
I've seen As It Is a couple times so far. I haven't seen many bands, but I've seen them a couple times. A-plus Dropouts, and we've made good friends with them. Just got finished seeing them, actually.
I haven't called
any of the big headliners yet.
Oh, yeah, I saw part of Pierce the Veil, so we talked to Vic for a little
pretty
while.
Pretty sure Pierce the Veil's playing right now.
Wow. I think that's them.
I've happened to always walk by when Cuckoo Kangaroo is playing MCRs, and I'm always hearing that Hot Topic is not punk rock, and something about if your favorite color is red, then scream. But it's hilarious. And the Cat Party song. I think they're hilarious.
Yeah.
I want to check it out fully one time.
I'm really glad you mentioned MC Lars because I find that it's really unique bands on this tour that stand out. And whether I was doing press or even just attending as a fan, people like that are who I'd want to see. With that said, what do you think makes you guys stand out, and why do you think people should come check out your set the rest of the summer?
We found our sound. It's a very young pop punk sound that's still like good, like still like mature lyrics. Cause we write about our lives as a lot of musicians do. Our shows are really energetic, really fun. Our fans have never left not having a great time. We actually released our most recent album in our hometown. It was a very, very interesting show because it was so hot, the air conditioning was off. But people were still jumping around, having a great time. There's puddles of sweat on the ground after everything was said and done. But no matter the conditions, we always find a way to let the fans have the best time they can.
Because y'all look so stoked to be here and just like, wow, I'm a part of this.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Yeah.
We're humbled to be here. Warped Tour is an incredible thing, and we're honored for the opportunity because thanks to Kevin Lyman and Shelly Brand. There, we actually haven't talked about that a lot yet. We're the catering band this year, so we get to help out with the tour and setting up, you know, food and stuff, and then we get to play some dates here and there. We got to play a few nights ago on the Reball stage. We're gonna try to get some more going here and there. But just being able to come back and talk to all the bands and play here and there and new states is such a cool experience for us. We're really honored to be here.
All right, a couple more questions before we wrap this up. You know, people have so many choices as to, you know, this, I want to see this band or this band. Did you guys go to Warped Tour growing up? And if so, yeah, you know, what were some bands that you really enjoyed seeing?
I actually didn't. My first time Warped Tour was last year at the Ernie Ball, or when we won the Ernie Ball Battle of the Bands. But these guys have been...
Oh, yeah. I lost my crowd surfing virginity to Yellow Card, Lights and Sounds. Newfound Glory was always the one to see. And I actually saw All Time Low before I was into them. I guess I kind of at the beginning of it.
Yeah, I've been since ninth grade. I've gone like 4 years, I guess, or something like that. And every year has been awesome. Like Yellow Card, I've seen Sterling Manifesto a few years ago was awesome. Right. All Time Low, of course. And this year, a bunch of good bands. So, awesome.
All right. One last question for you before we wrap this up. Do you have any news you'd like to pass on to maybe anybody who's listening to this? Anything you're wanting to announce?
Well, we did release a brand new single on June 8th. It's called Overdrive. It's going to end up being the lead single off of what will be our next album. We plan to go back to the studio maybe late 2015 or early 2016 and see what happens. Shout out to all our fans for loving and supporting us. We love you right back. And thank you guys for always being there for us. Stay tuned for more.
All right. Well, thank you guys for giving us some of your time today. Definitely appreciate it. It's always good getting to know someone that I didn't necessarily know before. If you guys are listening to this, definitely check out some awesome music on the Vans Warped Tour and stay tuned for all coverage on thenewfury.com. This has been Bradley Dillon. Peace out.